بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. This will be a mention of a number of common mistakes which are made by many of those who fast. And the first that we're going to mention is that which is connected to the intention. The intention, barakallahu fikum, is required for anyone who intends to fast. And it is a condition for the validity of one's fast, just as it is a condition for the validity of any act of worship. And this is due to what is reported on the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Actions are by way of the intentions, and everyone shall have a reward in accordance to what he or she has intended. So if at any point throughout the fast a person intends to break his fast, even if he does not eat or drink anything, if the firm intention is there, his fast has been nullified. Where it is reported on the authority of Amrah, who reports from Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yabitu as-siyam qabla tulu' al-fajr, fala siyama lahu. Whoever does not make the intention to fast at night time before the appearance of Fajr, there is no fast for him. And the place of the intention within all acts of worship is the heart, and it is not permissible to articulate it, because this has not come from the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasallam, nor from his companions. The next mistake that we want to mention is connected to beginning and ending the fast at its proper time. Some of the people oppose what has been legislated as it relates to the suhoor, and likewise as it relates to al-iftar, and many of the people, you find them staying up late at night, and when the night is about to end and they wish to go to sleep, they take suhoor very early and then they go to sleep. And thus they abandon the obligatory Fajr at its proper time along with the Jama'ah. So by way of this, they commit a number of errors. Firstly, they begin their fast well before the time of fasting. Secondly, they abandon the congregational Fajr. Thirdly, they delay the prayer beyond its time, and thus they don't pray it until after they wake up, even if they don't wake up until Dhuhr. Likewise, what you find from the people of innovation is that they delay al-iftar, they delay breaking their fast beyond the time of sunset, and they don't break their fast until after they see a twinkling of a star in the sky. And they say that this is due to precaution and their hopes to safeguard their fast. Whereas this precaution has not been reported from the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasallam, nor from his companions. The sunnah as it relates to suhoor is to delay it close to the time of Fajr. It is reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, anna Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu haddathahu, that Zayd ibn Thabit narrated to him, annahum tasaharu ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thumma qamu ila salah, that they would take suhoor along with the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, and then they would stand for prayer. So I, meaning Anas ibn Malik, said, kam baynahuma, how much time was there between the suhoor and the fajr? Qala qadru khamsina ayah. Zayd said, the amount of time that it would take one to recite 50 verses of the Quran. So this hadith proves that it is recommended to take suhoor, and likewise that it is recommended to take it late, close to the time of Fajr. And al-ijma' or consensus has been reported regarding this from Ibn Rushd, likewise Ibn Mufli and al-Murdawi. The sunnah as it relates to al-iftar is a ta'deel, is that you hasten to break one's fast. This is due to what is reported on the authority of Sahl ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yazalu an-nas bi khair ma ajjalu al-fitr. The people will continuously be upon goodness as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast. It is likewise reported on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yazalu ad-din zahiran مَا عَجَّلَ النَّاسُ الْفِطْرِ لِأَنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ يُؤَخِّرُونَ. The deen will continuously be victorious as long as the people hasten the breaking of the fast, because the Jews and the Christians delay it. And ijma' has been reported regarding this from Ibn Rushd, likewise Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, Ibn Mufli, and al-Murdawi. Likewise, from the mistakes that some people make, is that some of the people overeat at dinner time. It has been mentioned by Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidah Allah, وَمَعْلُومُ أَنَّ الْإِخْتَارُ مِنَ الْمَآكِلِ وَالْمَشَارِبِ يُكْسِلْ أَنَ الطَّاعَةِ. He said, Hafidhahullah, that it is known that abundance of eating and drinking makes one lazy from acts of obedience. And what is required for the Muslim is that he minimize his food and drink in order that he may be active to do acts of worship. Likewise, you find that some of the people fast, however, they don't pray. And the noble Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Ubaz was asked regarding this. And the question reads, there are some people who fast and perform some acts of worship, however, they don't pray. Therefore, are their fasting and their other acts of worship accepted? The response, he said, Rahimahullah, what is correct is that the one who abandons the prayer intentionally has disbelieved by way of this with a disbelief that is major. By way of this, his fast is not correct, nor are the rest of his acts of worship until he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is based upon the statement of Allah, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And if they were to make shirk with Allah, then the rest of that which they did would be invalid. This is Surah Al-An'am, verse 88. This is likewise due to that which has come from verses and ahadith bearing similar meaning. He continues, a group amongst the people of knowledge hold that one has not disbelieved by way of this with a major disbelief, and thus his fasting will not be invalidated nor his acts of worship as long as he is certain regarding the obligation of fasting. However, he abandoned the prayer due to laziness and lackadaisicalness. However, what is correct is the first statement, and it is that the person is disbelieved by abandoning the prayer with a disbelief that is major, if he has done so intentionally, even if he affirms the obligation of prayer. This is due to many evidences. From them is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bayn al-rajul wa bayn al-shirk wal-kufr tark al-salah." What lies between a man and shirk and disbelief is the abandonment of the prayer. This hadith is reported by Muslim from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. Likewise, due to his statement sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Al-ahad alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman tarakaha faqad kafar." The covenant that lies between us and them is the prayer. He who abandons it has disbelieved. This hadith is reported by Ahmed, as well as the people of the four Sunan, with the Sahih chain of narration from the hadith of Burayda ibn Husayb al-Aslami. And the Allama ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah spoke at length regarding this within his book, Risala fi Ahkam al-Salah wa Tarkiha. It is an excellent work which one should review and return to. End of the speech of Sheikh ibn Ubaz. Some of the people leave off their food, their drink, and the lawful relations with one's spouse while fasting. However, they don't leave off their sins, which are impermissible. Some of the Salaf, they said, "Ahwan al-siyam tarka al-ta'ami wa sharab." The most insignificant portion of the fast is leaving off food and drink. It is reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man lam yada qawla zur wal amal bihi falaysa lillahi hajatun fi an yada ta'amahu wa sharabah." Whoever does not leave off qawla zur, false statements, and acting in accordance with that, then Allah has no need for that person to leave off his food and drink, because food and drink are permissible. Therefore, what is the point in leaving off that which is permissible if you will not leave off that which is impermissible? From lying, cursing, backbiting, tail carrying, and other than that, from sins and disobedience. These are that which the ulama refer to as al-muftirat al-ma'nawiyya, or the figurative nullifiers, those things that corrupt a person's fast and harm it, although they may not nullify it altogether. Some of the ulama mention that these things can potentially reach a level wherein they may actually nullify a person's fast. From the narrations that have come in this regard is that which Imam Ahmad reported on the authority of Sa'd, that there were two women who were fasting during the time of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi as-salatu salam, and they were nearly about to die from thirst. So, it was said to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi as-salatu salam, "Ya Nabi Allah, innahuma wallahi qad matata, aw qadata an tamuta." O Messenger of Allah, indeed they are killing themselves, or they are nearly about to die. So he, alayhi as-salatu salam, said, "Call them to me." Thus they were brought to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who then called for a bowl to be brought. When the wooden bowl was brought to him alayhi as-salatu wasalam, the first woman was made to vomit, and when she did, she vomited pus, blood, and flesh.
until she filled half of the bowl. Then the other was made to vomit, until she likewise vomited pus, blood, and flesh, and filled the other half of the bowl. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Hatain sawmata amma ahallallahu lahuma wa aftarata ala ma harramala alayhima. These two have spent their day fasting from what Allah has made permissible for them, meaning food, drink, and lawful relations. However, they have broken their fast upon that which Allah has made impermissible for them. جَلَسَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا إِلَى الْأُخْرَى. One of them would sit with the other. فَجَعَلَتَا تَأْكُلَانِ مِنْلُهُمِ النَّاسِ. And they would begin eating the flesh of the people. This is from the Mu'jizat and the miracles of the Messenger of Allah alayhi as-salatu wasalam. The Allama, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, afadhahullah, he mentioned, وَسِرُّ الصَّوْمِ وَمَقْصُودُهُ كَسْرُ النَّفْسِ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The secret behind fasting and its intent is breaking the soul from following desires. وَالْقُوَّ عَلَىٰ أَتَحَفُّذُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَأَعْوَانَهُ. And likewise, strengthening one's soul, protecting it from shaitan and his imps. Some of the ulama have stated, يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَسُومَ بِجَمِعِ جَوَارِهِ. It is obligatory upon the person to fast with all of his body. بِبَشْرَتِهِ وَبِعَيْنِهِ وَبِلِسَانِهِ وَبِقَلْبِهِ. So he fasts with his hands, with his eyes, with his tongue, and with his heart. So therefore he does not backbite, nor does he curse, nor does he argue, nor does he lie, nor does he waste his time with anashid, and likewise poetry and comedy and the likes, nor with praising or criticizing people without due right, nor does he stretch forth his hand towards falsehood, nor does he walk with his foot towards falsehood. Intaha kalamuhu rahimahullah. Likewise, some of the people err as it relates to breaking their fast. Therefore, when the time comes to break the fast, you find them sitting down at the dinner table, eating a whole feast before they pray. And this contradicts the sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi as-salam. It is reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, قَالَ كَانَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُفْتِرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُصَلِّي عَلَى رُطَبَاتْ فَلَمْ تَكُنْ رُطَبَاتْ وَتَمِيرَاتْ فَلَمْ تَكُنْ تَمِيرَاتْ سَهَسَوَاتْ مِنْ مَا. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to break his fast before he prayed upon moist dates. And if there were not any moist dates, then he would break his fast upon dried dates. And if there were no dried dates, he would take a few sips of water. It is likewise reported on the authority of Salman ibn Amr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَفْطَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمْرٍ فَإِنَّهُ بَرَكَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ تَمْرًا فَالْمَاء فَإِنَّهُ طُهُورٌ. When one of you breaks his fast, let him do so with dates, for they contain blessings. And if there are no dates, let him do so with water, for indeed it is pure. Therefore, one is to break his fast upon dates, and if there are no dates, then he does so with water, and then prays Maghrib thereafter, and then he may sit and eat his meal. And as a final point of benefit, the ulama have stated that Zamzam water is the best water on the face of the earth. However, to break one's fast with dates is better than breaking one's fast with Zamzam water, because this is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi as-salatu wasalam. How much more so breaking one's fast with dates better than breaking his fast upon Deer Park or Fiji or some other brand of water or some other item? Wallahu musta'an. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to safeguard our fasting from errors and mistakes, and to accept from us our fasting and accept from us our standing at night. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.